AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he will sell F-35 fighter jets to Saudi Arabia, despite some concern within the administration that it could lead to China gaining access to the U.S. technology behind it.
They've been a great ally. They've got to like us very much. Look at the Iran situation, what we did in terms of obliterated their nuclear capability. Yeah, I will say that we will be doing that. We'll be selling F-35s. Yeah.
The news came on the eve of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's Washington visit. Meantime, President Trump says he will not rule out military action against Venezuela, despite suggesting he could hold talks with its leader, Nicolas Maduro. The president's immigration enforcement crackdown hit Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend, federal agents arresting more than 130 people. And it Donahue reports North Carolina's Democratic governor, Josh Stein, is weighing in.
This is not making us safer. It's stoking fear and dividing our community.
The Trump administration has made the Democratic city its latest focus for an immigration enforcement surge it says will combat crime. Stein says he is not against federal help.
To the CBP, if you know that we have violent criminals in Charlotte who are undocumented, we want them out too.
But he says their actions are the opposite.
We've seen masked, heavily armed agents in paramilitary garb driving unmarked cars, targeting American citizens based on their skin color, racially profiling and picking up random people in parking lots and off of our sidewalks, going after landscapers simply decorating a Christmas tree in someone's front yard.
Stein called on the people in Charlotte to stay peaceful. I'm Ed Donahue.
The EPA is redefining the scope of the Clean Water Act to reduce the amount of wetlands it covers, and the acting chief of FEMA has left the post just 6 months in. This is AP News. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art is planning an exhibit on fashion and art. Hiya Panjwani has a preview.
Costume art will pair garments with objects from across the museum to show how fashion has long been intertwined with different forms of art. Max Holland is the director.
Exploring in a way how representations of the body are shaped by garments, and likewise how garments are inspired by and reflective of the body.
He said he hopes the exhibit will take visitors to the New York Museum on a very fashionable journey through art history, where they'll see connections throughout.
You will probably afterwards not only look at fashion differently, but you will also look at paintings, drawings, and objects in our collection with a very different lens and sense, and also feel this acuity of fashion.
Costume art opens to the public May 10th, 2026, after the annual Met Gala. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.